Yeah. When we do it, particularly theatre shows, but a lot of our shows we have we have female singer, sometimes more than one, and then we have some swing dancers. And usually they come from they're called jiveswing.com, and they teach all over Essex and sort of all round London, not so much in all around the edges of London, Hertfordshire and that sort of thing. But yeah, you can learn in Essex and learn a swing dance, Lindy Hop as they call it. And they'll be coming along and showing off and throwing each other over each other's shoulders and stuff like that. Yeah, sometimes loads of them turn up. Loads of them. They're great to watch. And even in theatres, we often have the audience get up and end up dancing about where there is room.
I think even if you were sat down, you'd have to move or do something when you got that type of music. Now, here we've got a quote from Simon Cowell. Absolutely brilliant. They really put me in a good mood. A ray of sunshine. I love the Jive Aces, which is Alicia Dixon. Infectious, uplifting and marvellous, Len Goodman.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, good, aren't they? Yeah, Len's nice, isn't he?
Yeah,
yeah,
right, Len.
I'm Len, yeah. We've done a few gigs for Len, and we know him quite well. He, you know, put us forward for Strictly, and then what they did is, because they've already got a band,
yeah,
they've used our version of, we got a now legendary, no, we got a viral sort of version of Bring Me Sunshine, jivey version of Bring Me Sunshine, a music video on YouTube, and twice now they've used our arrangement.
Yeah.
And it's great. They promote us, they put it in the newspapers, Jive Ace's version of Bring Me Sunshine. And it's really funny because they literally copy it exactly. They, you know, they got John's saxophone solo. I'm like listening to going, hold on a minute, that sounds like my singing with a different voice. It's like really funny. We did the people Strictly when it was Trishna, and that was really good. And Ali Jazz. Is it Ali Jazz?
Yeah. Right.
And we were.
Halias, anyway. Right. Anyway, they were dancing to us, and we did the reveal as well, because it was the we were, you know, obviously they were doing the jive and they danced to us.
Yeah.
That was easier because you didn't have to get, that wasn't in the big, having when they've got the big band. But the other two times, yeah, they used that. And then, of course, Britain's Got Talent, as you said, which is where Simon Cowell, we put Simon Cowell in a good mood and made him smile.
Is he very tall in real life?
He's quite tall, yeah. Grazia's nodding, but then Grazia's quite small.
Not hard to be taller than me.
Songwriting, when you're doing arrangements, or you pull out maybe a track that isn't so well known, how do you sit down and do the arrangement? Do you actually have to notate things, or because you've played together for so long, can you just basically go, this is a song, let's drive it up?
Yeah, basically, more like that. In fact, we don't read music. We don't ever have music on stage because it gets in the way of the communication with the audience.
Yeah.
The only time we ever do is if we do something special and we're backing someone and we have some extra horns or something come along, which we do sometimes. Even then we try and arrange it, remember it in the head, my head. But yeah, we just sit down and we go, oh, this is a song, and you listen to it and work out the chords, and then I'll go, oh, I can sing it in this key, or
I can sing it in this key.
Yeah.
And then we work out the key, and then we sort of just, you know, talk about it and work it out and try it out, and then we'll do it at a gig, and it sort of evolves. Mm. Even once we worked it out, often it evolves slightly when you're doing it live in front of people, because what works in a room, you know, doesn't always hit quite have the impact you think it's going to have at a gig.
Yeah.
So then you sort of, you'll go, oh, hold on, and it'll evolve. Yeah. And all, you know, all the show and jumping around evolved as well. We never said, oh, let's do this and choreograph it. It's like, just sort of happens.
Have you got more animated as the years have gone on? So did you start off quite shy and then, you know?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Well, no, to be honest, when we first ever started, literally when we first started and you're first learning your instruments, then you're a little bit shyer because your attention is on, oh, can I remember what I'm going to play? And then very quickly, you know, we got into it. And then also we started off actually originally in the streets. We used to play actually in Romford Market and around Romford by the fountain before Liberties was even built. That's how
long we've been going.
And we used to, you know, get quite a crowd there. And that's how we started off. And we started getting people coming up and asking for cards. And we'd do weddings and we built up from there. But, you know, when you're playing on the street, it's a really good way of learning because suddenly instead of being, you know, in your own head, oh, this is good, or playing in the bedroom or whatever, like, you know, you actually got an audience in front of you, and it's an audience that's going to walk by if you're not doing something they're interested in. And we learned quite quickly that you got more pound coins in the trumpet case if you moved around a bit and were very much in communication with the audience. And I've heard Nigel Kennedy started the same way, which is why, you know, he ended up with his sort of slightly more punky violinist image. You've got that instant contact with your audience, and I think that's very good. It's all showbiz.
It's all showbiz.